You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, and welcome everyone to another glorious episode of Okada Shorts. And that's right, it's not the full episode, it's another Okada Shorts short episode of G Wondering for night 11 of the G1 Climax 32 that came live from Ahime on August 5th, 2022. I'm your bad friend, Rafe Houston. I am going to be running this one solo, running down the block matches for you and keeping you up to date with our pick'ems leading through to tonight's event. So, action kicked off hot and heavy, I guess, with Juice Robinson versus Yujiro Takahashi. Unfortunately for me, this match was kind of exactly what I expected it to be. I believe I actually picked the pimp to win. You know, you're kind of expecting to pick up a couple of wins, and I figured Juice would need to pick up a couple of losses because he wasn't going to win the block. Look, this match probably would have been better if Juice was sort of still a face, I think, for me. Because he couldn't really lean on that great, you know, sort of sympathy he has, he didn't really care when all the cheating shenanigans and things went on. It's like, oh well, two dickheads, whoever fucking wins. And yeah, Huge was better at cheating and had more help on that day. It is interesting though, seeing the dynamic between Bullet Club and Bullet Club House of Torture. I mean, how long's it going to be really before they just take the Bullet Club, you know, name off the House of Torture and have them completely separate? Because I mean, they're completely different things at this stage. But yeah, Yujiro wins with the big juice after 11 minutes and 36 seconds. Can't help but think that was too long of a match. Next up was Tai Chi defeating Chase Owens with the Black Mephisto after 30 minutes and 25 seconds. I guess this was Sex Pest the match. Like a real old school, like Chase's on top, he's beating down Tai Chi, and he keeps going over to Miho Abe, and he's like, give me a kiss, like, give me a little kiss on the cheek, and she's like, no, and he's like, all right, then, well, I'm going to hurt him more, and keeps, like, inflicting punishment on Tai Chi. He goes to pin him, but then he pulls him back up because he's not done torturing her, but that proves to be a mistake. The heroic Tai Chi comes back and really feeds it to him and gets the win. It's funny saying the heroic Tai Chi because I remember it wasn't even that long ago that Tai Chi was reviled within this company, not just as a heel, but also like as a bad worker, somebody that you didn't want to see, Tai Chi go home, all that. He's come so far. I think it was like in my very first episode, which is nearly 2 years ago now, back in September 2020, I think it was. I actually talk about Tai Chi briefly. I talk about how, like, Okada enters his match with Suzuki and he breezes down the ramp and he comes face to face with Tai Chi. Tai Chi's standing between him and the ring. And Okada looks him up and down and then just walks around him like he's nothing. And I was like, that's the kind of thing that motivates characters within New Japan. And then you look at Tai Chi now and how far he's come. I'd be really interested to get to a point where Tai Chi's an actual, you know, straight up rival to Okada. And that could be, you know, amazing moment to look back on when he was disregarded. The next match was Tetsuya Naito versus Aaron Henare, defeating him with the Destino on his birthday. Could have given my boy the win with that one, but I understand why. They've done the Naito. He's taken all his losses. Now the chips are down, and if he wants to win, he's got to really come back at the end of the tournament. I don't know. I feel like they could have been a little bit more interesting with Naito. I mean, he may not win, and that may be interesting, but I feel like they've done the Naito loses everything and then comes back at the end story a bunch of times. And I understand he is the perennial underdog, but, you know, it starts to lose its sheen after a little bit. Another great match from Henare. He's really showing out this tournament and really showing why he shouldn't be overlooked in this company. That spin kick he did, like, just to Naito's face was fucking brutal. But yeah, it only took one Destino to put him away, but I think it was an amazing showing for himself. So yeah, I hope he had a great day, and happy birthday, Henare, my man. Next up was the Battle of the Kaijus. Jonah Rock, my Australian countryman, versing Jeff Cobb, Ichiban Kaiju, Imperial Unit, and defeating him within 40 minutes and 50 seconds with the Torpedo Splash. Couple of things about Jonah. I had hoped that once they got past that hurdle of the Yano, you know, loss at the start, there was a nice big gap, and I was like, hopefully they're going to reboot him and now start to really use him as a monster. And they really are. From the second he comes out, banger theme, you know, hits the ring, does the stomp, you know, the camera shakes with him. He's like,
say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looking at Cobb, and I was like, they can really solidify him as a monster in this match, and they did, and it was big boys doing big boy shit, picking each other up, throwing each other around. It was just like an absolute display, and I was very happy to see Jonah get the win here, because I think he's got a huge upside in New Japan. And then the final match, Hiroshi Tanahashi defeating Evil in 19 minutes with the Grand Cobra. I just want to say, who's that winning the G1? She's got beautiful hair, an amazing figure, a sparkly cape. That's not your girlfriend, bitch. That's my girlfriend. That's Hiroshi Tanahashi. That's how we do it. Let's keep picking up those points. Let's get the win. I laid it all out in our best case, worst case scenarios before the tournament even started. My best case scenario is Hiroshi Tanahashi winning the entire tournament. He's currently on 4 points. Now I look at it, it's probably... No. What am I talking about? He's currently on 6 points, leading the block. Let's fucking go. Let's see it in. Let's not do the Naito comes back at the very end. Let's see Tanahashi fucking take it home. It could even be a tiebreaker because he's got the win over Naito anyway. Let's fucking go. That would be sick. As for the match itself, started pretty sort of slow for me, but then like all the shenanigans start, and I was like, oh, this is the typical shenanigans, but they got every referee in the fucking place involved. Everything's going down. Then Tanahashi just has enough of their bullshit and just starts nutshotting the fucking minions, Togo Show, fuck 'em. Just wasting everybody. Ends up rolling up Evil, getting it sorted, gets the win, and then every referee, all four of them in a line, and it was really fun. Both of them, like the two on his left and right, lift up his arms, and then like the guys on the outside go to like lift up the other referee's arms, and they're like looking at him like, what are you doing? Marty's apologizing to Tanahashi for helping Evil do the magic killer, because like Tanahashi gets Dick Togo out of the way when they're going to magic killer him, and then Evil lifts him up onto the shoulders of Asami and flips him out. Asami's the referee, the smaller one, if you guys aren't familiar. I went on a bit of a tear about the magic killer, and everything I said remains the same. It fucking sucks. Though this was maybe done well. I don't think it should be a tag team finisher, but it works well for Evil when he uses like an unsuspecting referee like against their will. And it's only possible that he can do that because it's a shitty, easy move. So, yeah, anyway, fuck that move. Tanahashi winning the block the way God intended it. So fucking pumped. The true ace of New Japan. Let's fucking go. The current standings are as follows in our tipping. You got your boy, me, on 28. We've got Curtis on 25. Catching up there, Curtis. Travis on 22. My wife, Amy, on 24. And our good friend Momo on 25. So still managing to keep the lead there. But they're starting to breathe down my neck a little bit. Only 3 wins ahead. So that isn't ideal. We will see how it plays out. The next block nights happen today. It's going to be Yoshihashi versus El Phantasmo, and I have picked El Phantasmo. Yano versus Lance, and I have picked Lance. Goto versus Zack Sabre Jr., and I have picked Goto. Why the fuck would I pick Goto? That's going to come back to haunt me. Goto always haunts me in these. I either give him too many wins or not enough wins. Great O'Khan versus Jay White, I've picked Jay White. And then Shingo versus Ospreay, I have picked Shingo. Okay, so that's going to be it from me. That's a wrap-up of the night. If you want to check me out online, you can check out my other podcast, Faces and Feels, at Faces Feels Cast, where I interview wrestlers from all around the world. You can check out Curtis's other shows at El Destructo 83. He has a bunch of great content online. He's got Throwin' Dice Pod, where he talks about Warhammer and Dungeons and Dragons and all sorts of cool board war game kind of stuff. He's got the Smark Foundation, where they do quick, you know, half hour, 40 minute episodes talking about classic wrestling and being really positive about that. You can support the Count Out Podcast Network, who help us get out this show fucking way too often right now during the G1 climax, at Count Out Pod. We've also got a new Patreon launched for Count Out Pod, where you can jump in and you can support us and all of the other great people on the Count Out Pod. There's various tiers starting from just $3. All the money goes to the Count Out Pod Network to help support all of the amazing podcasts on that show. If you want a banger theme song like ours, all you need to do is hit up at Riff Your Pod. My man Owen will get you sorted. And until then, rate and subscribe. Listen or die, keep it right, keep it tight, and keep it what? Short. It's a god of short.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.